Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special series of The Brendan Show. In this series, we're playing for you our entire program called Transformation Week. Transformation Week was a program that Denise, my wife, and I did to help people really understand what are the key habits that we know from science will help dramatically, I mean really dramatically, improve your life. It was an incredible video-based program and online challenge that Denise and I did, and we wanted to just capture it here for you in audio here on The Brendan Show. So for the next 7 days, we'll release a brand new day of Transformation Week, and you'll get the audio right here on the podcast. If you're somebody who loves video and you would love the resources or the tools that we recommend, as an example, the downloads or some special discounts to some products we might mention, please make sure you just go to transformationweek.com. That's transformationweek.com.
Com. When you go there again, you'll just enter your name and email. You'll be added to our newsletter list, but you'll be sent this entire series by email, where we summarize each of the days. We give you the PDFs, the downloads, the research, the tools, everything you'll hear in the audio on The Brendan Show. With that, I hope you enjoy the series. Happy 2020, my friends. I hope you enjoy this year, and this really becomes a transformation week for you as you kick off the new decade of your life. Hey everybody, it's Brendan Burchard.
And Denise Burchard.
What's up? It's HPX Transformation Week, episode number 6. All about demonstrating courage today. I'm here with my wife, who I love so much.
Thank you.
And
we're married.
We're married. We always have to tell that because people are always like, are you guys married? You're so sweet together. We're like, oh my God, yes. I think that it's because I didn't talk about Denise for so long in our career. I talked about her, but I didn't use her name, and she wasn't in any of our videos for 15 years. As I was teaching, literally, you know, a quarter billion video views, Denise was never in any of those videos, though.
Mystery woman.
She was a mystery woman, but she was often the subject of it. My sunshine, my sweetheart, my love, my wife. But I didn't say her name because she had this exercise studio in Portland, Oregon, which she sold since, studios, I should say. And I didn't want people showing up at her door, because in social media, things had gone on, and I was just worried that something weird would happen. And so anyway, when we started HPX together, which was a big deal, because talk about courage, her demonstrating courage, she sold her exercise studios, which, by the way, I would say she's more successful than me because she's already built and sold businesses, and I have never sold a business of mine.
You just have millions of customers and influence.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
And so I just love that she had the courage to jump in and do this with me, because I just want to let you all know, even if you haven't seen her on video, she's always been the reason that I've become successful, because she's believed in me and cheered me on when no one else did. And the fact that she jumped in this so willingly. She'd never done podcasts like this before. And
clearly.
You're doing awesome. If you guys think she's doing awesome, would you give her a shout out? She really jumped in, and it is a courageous thing to start using your voice to help other people in the world, because it brings up judgment and questions. People are always like, who is she? Are you guys together? And we're like, what? Unless you've been to many of you have not yet been to our seminars before. So I guess I can understand if they haven't seen you on stage getting recognized, but it's something I'm really proud of to be here, because when I started my career, I was terrified, and she supported me. And when she started doing this with me, she was terrified, and I got to support her. And you guys have been really supportive to us too. Okay, let's just jump into it.
Let's talk about courage.
Courage. As usual, if you've not been with us in Transformation Week, this is episode 6. In this one, I'm gonna share 3 things. She's gonna share 3 things that we really have learned about demonstrating courage in both our personal lives, professionally, and in my research. So she will begin. What's your first thing?
Is having a learning mindset when it comes to courage. And that's because it's easy to judge yourself or to think things that you have done didn't work out well. So why should you try something new, or why should you try it again? And if you have a learning mindset, there's nothing that is a failure. You're always going to learn something from it. So it's just capturing that learning moment out of your experience and taking it with you next time. So then you can improve your approach, or you can improve what you did, or you can change it. Yeah. But either way, you have learned something, so it's not a lost experience. So today I would challenge you to go back, think of 3 things that you maybe defined as failures, and write out 3 things that you actually learned from them that you can take forward into your next adventure.
Yeah, I think people are way more courageous than they think they are, but they got so far away from what they've learned in life and the things they've survived in life mm-hmm. that they're approaching today so trepid and so doubtful without realizing you survived. You came this long, like this far. Think, please, about the things you have learned mm-hmm. because if you really tap back into all the strengths, if you thought of, wow, what did I learn about myself and other people and about the world and what I'm capable of? If you tapped into that each day, you'd be like, I've learned so much. And you'd show up today like, bop, I mean, you'd be ready.
Look at, he's got his like Mighty Mouse stand.
Yes. I just think it's so unfortunate people discount themselves so much. And the reason they do is because they've forgotten what they learned. So in the moment, they feel like, I don't know what's going on. I feel so uncertain. But if they could tap back into the certainty of what they've learned. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said too about learning could help prevent like disappointment or discouragement too, because like so many people, they're so hard on themselves because they're not focused on what they're learning. So they're always discouraged, always disappointed. And that energy flows into what they're willing to do today. So I just feel like, I love that one. That's a good one, honey.
Thanks.
My first takeaway is to start consistently speaking up for yourself. Speak up for yourself, my friend. If you really want courage, what we found in High Performance Habits and the research we did was that the world's highest performers, the way they perceived courage wasn't like they were jumping in rivers to save little babies floating by. I guess.
Terrible visual.
Little babies floating by. Like there's just a raft of babies. Oh God. You guys are going to kill me on the internet for this one. But they don't see it as this big dramatic Superman or Superwoman experience. They viewed courage as speaking up for their true thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, wants, needs with other people. They didn't hold back. They didn't suffer in their life in silence. They spoke up for themselves. And I think that's a good way to challenge you and be honest right now. Does your family or your friends or your coworkers or the people around you, do they really know who you are and what you want? Courage is really about showing up every day and expressing our truth to the world. Because that invites judgment. That can be scary. That can get you shut down. But when you show up as your full self each day and express yourself to the world, use your words, share your thoughts, tell people what you think or need, and you're authentic about that, that's a different quality of life you will start living. And that is how you demonstrate consistent courage in life. It doesn't take a big thing. I'd also share, it's not just speaking up for other people. We found in our research that high performers are often those who also speak up for others. So you see someone being bullied, speak up, say, hey, you know what? Give her a chance to be heard here. Everyone quiet down. She deserves a shot. Hey, you know what? That's not nice what you just said to that person. Let's all be professional here. Like speaking up for your peers, speaking up for those who you lead, speaking up for those who you believe in, that type of like quality in a person does make them courageous, because most people will sit silently back, not speak up for others, allow the bullying to go on. And that ultimately lowers the standards of our, I think, citizenship in the world. So speak up for yourself, speak up for others. That's courage.
One is to push yourself. And all right, this seems super, super simple, but you know, when you think of courage, courage is demonstrated in the by doing something even though there's a presence of fear. Mm. And fear is either not knowing something or doing something that is unknown. And I think the more experience that you have challenging yourself and being courageous by taking challenges that do, you know, scare you or are a little bit out of your comfort zone, that's how we grow. But the more you do that, what happens is you gain more experience doing that. And you, with more experience, you have more familiarity. So the more frequently you do it, the more familiar, and then there's not as much fear associated with it. And have you ever done something where, you know, the first time you did it, you were terrified, and then you did it a second time and you're like, okay, well, that wasn't so bad. And then the third time, yeah. And then the third time you're like, okay, I'm getting a rhythm. And the fourth time, and you just constantly improve, or you learn something from it. And then it's not as scary because you know you've done it before and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't die. And so if you can continue to take that on, but what happens is that you start to accumulate courage. So now, over time, rather than taking on small chunks or small challenges, you're able to take on bigger and bigger challenges. And then the confidence that comes from taking on bigger challenges just continues to increase. You're able to do more and more. And when you reflect back on maybe the things that you first were afraid of, or that took courage to jump into or overcome, you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, that was so small.
Yes.
What was I doing? Like, now I'm so much more capable of taking on such bigger challenges, because it's like flexing a muscle. You know, the more you use it, the easier it gets and the stronger it gets and the more, you know, muscle memory it has. So keep doing those things frequently. And in the opposite happens too. The less you take on challenges, the scarier and like the huger the wall is to continue to take that on. So really flex that muscle, do it frequently.
Push yourselves. Yeah. I mean, push yourself consistently. I think that's huge and central to everything we teach high performance. My second point is something that I've learned definitely as we started HPX together, and as I've gotten, I would say just more, I'd love to say more mature, but just older. ask for help. Ask for help. It takes a lot of courage to ask for help. You know, especially in the last couple of years, I've worked with a lot of people who had addictions or depression, who had emotional roller coasters in their life, who lost children, who have been, you know, faced every difficult challenge of humanity. And the people who I really admire in retrospect over the last couple of years have been people who faced their hardships and they were willing to raise their hand and go, I don't know how to deal with this. You know, because it can feel so weak to ask for help, because especially in our culture in the West, we want to be so powerful and in control and independent. And yet I think one of the greatest demonstrations of courage you can ever have is to ask for help. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what to do next. I'm down, I'm frustrated, I'm stuck. And do you have any advice? Do you have anything that can help me? Reaching out is an act of courage. And I believe we need to teach kids that more, who internalize so many of their problems and don't ask for help. I believe we have to teach our spouses, our coworkers, those that we lead. Asking for help is the part of the role, it's part of the job, part of what you're supposed to do to improve the relationship or to improve the team or to improve the business. That when you silently suffer through stuff, that is never going to give you amazing breakthroughs. It's never going to give you change and transformation. We're talking about Transformation Week here. And part of Transformation Week is sometimes just asking for help. So please look out to your mentors, your role models, the people around you, and be vulnerable about the things that you don't know. I mean, even in my career, I reached out to so many times. I'd have a promotion lined up and I thought, I was like, okay, I think it's gonna go good. I just proactively reach out to people and say, hey, can you have a look at this? Just, you know, sanity check this, see if I'm doing a good job. And they'd write back. They're like, you know, it took a lot of guts to ask that, kid. Thank you. I appreciate, you know, you doing that. Good for you. And they just thought it was awesome. I always thought that asking for help would be a burden to people, or that like I was capable. Why would I bother somebody else? You're not a burden to other people. Like, we live in a very connected and social world where people do want to care for you and support you and cheer you on over time. And not everybody, but the right ones will. And the right ones will really respect that you reached out and asked for help. I think that's just so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if you think that you're burdening somebody, if you were to flip the tables and somebody asked you for help and you were able to give that help or guidance to somebody, how amazing would that make you feel?
Yeah.
And so I think just remember that, because sometimes when you get to help people along the way, it's the best gift ever. my last one is to celebrate the small wins. And this is really big because when you look back and you see what you've accomplished and you internalize it, it gives you so much more confidence and momentum to continue to take on more challenges. So super simple, but I think often overlooked or just kind of passed by. So stop a moment, celebrate your wins and your accomplishments along the way, because that's going to create the momentum for you to be able to be more courageous and accumulate more courage to do bigger things.
It's going
to
lock it in.
Yep.
I think that's the most important thing is like, you know, I'm just going to tell you, but it's like, if you saw our first transformation we did get together, she was kind of like, sometimes like this and just scared, but we have celebrated so many times and I'm always praising her and cheering her on because she's doing a great job. And I know, look her face. She's like, oh God, can we finish this? but I think it's so important to have somebody who is celebrating the wins with you. Like we celebrate so much as a couple. To like, I have something happen in the career, we go out. She has something happen in hers, we go out, we celebrate, we have a pina colada, something goes on. And I think it's important to lock that in. Listen, because if you keep growing and you keep achieving things, but you don't ever lock it in, that's why the courage isn't in your character.
Right, like, the light isn't there at the other side.
Yeah, it's just like you've done all these amazing things, but you don't feel it as part of your identity mm-hmm. yet because you're not locking it in with the celebration. Celebrating the small wins, it locks it into your identity. It goes, yes, I have. And it just, oh God, that's going to be a meme. It just locks it in a little bit. And that's incredibly important for people. All right, last big idea for me is the power of your community. You need to get around higher performing, exceptional, extraordinary people because seeing them live in their A game, seeing them take on big things, seeing them crush their goals lifts your spirits and challenges you to do more. Like I think about like we have a high performance mastermind. This mastermind is extraordinary people who push themselves and push themselves and push themselves, but are doing it in a way where they maintain their well-being, they maintain their relationships, their service to the world. They're inspiring human beings, really inspiring. And I think that's what's important, is that you have to surround yourself with people who are more than you are. And I know people hate when I use that phrase, more than you are, but I'm like, there's a lot of people who they're just better than me, who are in my community. I'm like, wow, that person achieved more in some area of their life, whether maybe they had, you know, they were a better caregiver, they were a better husband, wife, spouse, they were a better business owner, they had a bigger team, they earned more, they've made a bigger impact, they're more following, whatever it is. Like there are people who are above your competency level. Get around them. They're more, not more as a person or character, but sometimes they are. I've been around a lot of people, they're just better than me. And I admire them and I'm humble about it. I'm like, you're awesome. Can I learn from you? You wanna join my group? I get people in my community who just wow me. And that's not like just they were there. I've strategically architected the people I wanted to be around in my life. I built my masterminds, I built my peer group, I built my coworkers, I built my team to be aspirational figures. People who I watch, I'm like, whoa, wow. And that makes me lift, that makes me get better. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, even just the other night, we were out with some exceptional people. And you know, one of the people, they're in better health than me. I'm like, dang, I gotta hit that gym more.
Up your game.
Up my game. You need people to up your game, because when you are forced to up your game to live up to your peer group, then guess what? Courage is automatic. It just starts happening because you're gonna challenge yourself to get outside your comfort zone to rise to their level. And that is why it's important to surround yourself with exceptional people.
Yeah, and surrounding yourself with exceptional people also brings in that piece of familiarity, because when you're seeing it, yes, all the time, you're locking it in as being, you know, doable, and it kind of goes back to that frequency and building the courage. So true.
Our hope is that we can surround you with all the tools you need to live the high performance experience. There is another level of life that's more vibrant and connected and excellence driven. You just got to grab the tools, take advantage of what we're trying to serve here for you. Listen to these audios, engage with the podcast,
and keep your momentum going.
Keep your momentum, my friends. Keep your momentum, my friends. Our next episode is the last one of Transformation Week. This was episode 6. Transformation Week, a week is 7 days. So episode number 7, make sure you engage and enjoy it, my friends. We've really been enjoying this process. I give a shout out to this beautiful woman here who had so much courage to jump in and do these sessions with me, because it's hard. It's really hard to do this.
You make it look easy.
No, you make it fun. Until then, Denise has this thing she likes to say.
I do. Remember that every day you have a choice. You can choose to be average or you can choose to become extraordinary.
So my friends, go be extraordinary. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Transformation Week. Again, if you really love this and you want the video-based resources, tools, and downloads for Transformation Week, make sure you go to transformationweek.com. Again, that's transformationweek.com. And your email there will send you the entire Transformation Week series, all the videos, all the resources, all the tools you'll be able to access for free at transformationweek.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course
and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.